Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Fox is our guest. John O. Fox is the name on the books. If Americans really understood the income tax and what the candidates don't want you to ask, his two outstanding books on American income tax policy and laws and edicts, and he's been sharing his ideas with us on tax reform now for coming up on 19 years. He's a retired tax attorney and professor of all these things, and he's our good friend. John, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, you were about to tell us what are some of the elements that you think would make true tax reform for everyone, not just for the rich, not just for the poor, but to broaden everything and to make it fair. Tell us about it.
Yeah, and let me just say as a preface that I spent my years, 36 years of practicing law in Washington, D.C., representing small businesses. So I was an advocate. I helped them, you know, save taxes. I know how to do it. But now my hat, you know, I have a different hat. I hope your listeners appreciate that. I want to address tax policy from the government. What's in the best interest of the nation? And so what tax reform is so difficult because once you have these special provisions in the law, people are reluctant to give them up or even to understand them. Let me begin with a major one that isn't even addressed in the Republican proposals. There's an unlimited exclusion from income. That is, you don't count as income premiums paid, health insurance premiums paid by your employer. Now, about two-thirds of all Americans get their health insurance through their employer.
Mm-hmm.
That exclusion costs the government over the next 5 years in the range of $860 billion.
And small business owners don't get any of that.
Well, they can get some. No, they can get some.
We don't get to deduct our health care insurance.
Well, but they can have their company pay for their health care, and so that would be excluded. And I would expect that they do that. Let me just say that every exclusion from income, every $1,000 that's excluded or deducted, saves the most taxes for people in the highest tax bracket. And under this provision, there's an unlimited deduction for the richest Cadillac plans,
yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense.
Not just the richest. Some of the unions have these.
Yeah. So if you have a $40,000 policy and you're at the 40% tax bracket, you save $16,000. The ordinary guy or woman has a $10,000 policy at her 10 or 15% bracket, saves $1,000 or $1,500. And it doesn't make sense. We should have real reform would mean that the government subsidizes only a basic policy. And so that would substantially reduce this $860 billion way of getting revenue. The next big item is the home mortgage interest deduction. We've talked about it before. There's a great
That's a major ox that you're goring there now.
Absolutely. And this is the problem with tax reform. But when I talk about it and tell people about it, they understand that this tax savings, which is in the range of $400 billion over the next 5 years, 40% of it goes to the top 5% of all income earners. 2% goes to the bottom half. And the fact is that it doesn't mean that we have more housing as a result. Great Britain, Australia, Canada don't have a home mortgage interest deduction or anything like it, and we have about the same home ownership rate as they do.
I'm going to push back on you on that. There's a lot of people in Europe rent their homes. They don't,
yeah.
And they have small homes. They have little homes. Have little places.
Now you've made the point.
The home ownership, the quality of life home ownership in Europe is not the same as the quality of life home ownership in America.
Well, you know, when I spent months in Australia, people have smaller houses. They're not unhappy with their smaller houses. But let me just address that. I have no objection to people building big houses, you know, buying big houses. The question is whether the federal government should be subsidized anything more.
I don't disagree with you where you shouldn't be able to buy six houses, have mortgages on all of them, and write all that mortgage interest off.
Yeah, and or deduct state property tax, local property taxes on six of your condominiums.
Now that's part of the Trump plan, isn't it? He's doing away with the deduction for property tax.
That should be part of real reform, and I commend them. But you can't just cherry pick. In other words, you know, let me talk about another thing that you may well disagree with. But what happened in true tax reform in 1986 was that they brought tax rates from 50% down to 28%. Mm-hmm. And in exchange for that, Republicans were willing to accept that capital gains and dividends would be taxed as ordinary income the same. You didn't get any special rate because you brought...
I do disagree with that, yeah. I think there should be a capital gains tax rate.
But you see the difficulty of true reform because
our economy depends upon investment, John.
Well, investment, I mean, there's a study, if we had more time, but there's an extensive study of about 85 countries, and investment itself can help the economy, but it's not going to bring in the tax revenues unless you really address the budget deficits. And true tax reform would mean that we would bring down tax rates so that the tax on capital gains and dividends isn't 39.6%. It's much more like the tax rates on ordinary income, if you give it a little benefit. But if you want to uncomplicate the tax laws, you begin with capital gains. It is the most complicating piece of the tax laws. And for example, let me just give you, the small business person never gets the advantage of having stock options issued to them, and they eventually sell them at capital gains rates. They can't do it because they don't have a public market
you're,
for
you're right.
stocks.
And, you're right. And, but, John, but you're hold right. on to that. Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to let John go again when we come back after these messages, folks. You can tell he's thought about it. He has the courage of his convictions, and some of his ideas are right. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.